People in South Baldwin County had the chance to see a colorful display of more than 50 hot air balloons last weekend. They all took to the skies during the Gulf Coast Hot Air Balloon Festival around Foley. Many of the balloonists who took part came from around the country. It was a chance for them to fly, display their aircraft, and get together with old friends. APR Gulf Coast correspondent Guy Busby has more on the event and the people who did the flying.
Tethered balloons lifted off the ground just after dawn last Friday at the start of the Gulf Coast Hot Air Balloon Festival. After things were called off last year during the pandemic, pilots and visitors flocked to the O Amusement Park.
It was a wonderful turnout.
That's Rachel Spear, events director for the South Baldwin Chamber of Commerce.
It was a wonderful weekend there. The weather was perfect.
The festival drew more than just visitors from a wide area. It also attracted 55 balloonists and crews from as far away as Utah. It was a chance for them to get together with old friends and another adventure in the air.
Yeah, ballooning it's like a big family.
Sherry White is a balloon pilot from Austin, Texas. She's been coming to the Foley Festival since the first one 17 years ago. Today, she flies the balloon for Touchstone Energy.
I've been in it over 40 years, and I go all around, and you see the same people, and you all have a common interest. You all love adventure. You all love being up in the air, and you all watch out for each other. And the sun's coming up. You can hear the birds singing. And so for me to get up early in the morning and take off and flying over beautiful fields and seeing deer and all kinds of animals, and then flying over people's houses and they're coming out in their pajamas or their whatever, and they're waving to you, and it's just a really nice sport.
White has been flying around the country and in Europe for more than 40 years. She admits, though, she didn't have much choice when she started.
Well, I didn't actually pick the sport. I was 13 years old and my father started flying, and my sister and I were his crew, so I grew up in the sport. And then when I was 16, started lessons and bought my first balloon at 19, and I just turned 60, so I've been doing it a long, long time.
I love the aspect of flying and a team sport. It's a team sport.
Scott Wogie is from St. Louis. He says he and his wife Cynthia got their start in the early 1980s as crew members. Today, they not only fly balloons, but also have a business selling and repairing them. He says piloting a balloon is amazing, but being a crew member is also a challenge.
It takes everybody to do it. The pilot gets all the credit, but and more so in ballooning, you need those other team members to drive the chase vehicle, to help you put it away, back it up. And it's very fun to accomplish something as a team. And you're in control of this team and still having a really, working hard, but having a really good time. And their whole job was, and that's how we got involved with ballooning, the chase crew's whole job is to be there when you land. Now, does a pilot have a clue where they're gonna land? Absolutely no clue when they take off. We're going in that general direction. And they're going, you know, our job is to be there to catch them. So that's the strategy part of it. You learn navigation, you learn how to read a map in a hurry. And, you know, all the technology has made it easier, but you got to think, and you got to think ahead, and you got to outsmart the pilot. You make mistakes and you laugh, and you land behind locked gates, and you figure out how to get it out. how to contact the police department and the fire departments and stuff like that.
Wogie has flown in 30 states, Europe, and Australia. He says South Baldwin is unique. When you can't control where you're going, having the Gulf of Mexico just to the south can be interesting.
It's very peaceful up there. We enjoy flying. And there's nothing like, this is the only event that I've flown in. As soon as I get off the ground and you look to the south and you see a large body of water, and for us, it's very interesting and scary when you get up there, because you know you can't go that way. I've flown over lakes and the flooded Mississippi, and back in 1993 when St. Louis, which the Mississippi was 4 miles wide at St. Louis, and flown across that, but never flying this close to a big, large body of water.
Joel Sturtevant is from Kansas City, Missouri. This month makes 40 years that he's been flying.
This is a great flying area. You usually have really good weather down here.
Today, Sturtevant pilots the Remax balloon. He says this festival and the region are among the best for balloonists.
Lots of open area, got great landowners that understand the balloons, and Tommy Rachel, the local balloon pilot down here, has done a great job of maintaining that good relationship with the landowners.
Sturtevant says it's hard to describe the sensation of balloon flight to someone who's never gone up in one.
It's almost impossible to describe to people. It's one of the things you have to do, but it's kind of like, if I had to describe it, I'd say it's up there floating along watching the world go by below you, because it's very peaceful, very calm, and you're basically just floating along. The sound, you can hear people from the ground. Sound travels very easily because there's nothing to obstruct the sound. You're moving with the wind, so it's very calm and gentle flight.
The next Hot Air Balloon Festival is scheduled for May 6th through 8th, 2022. Guy Busby, APR News in Foley.